What is that one candy you absolutely cannot say no to? You're being good with your sugar, you're eating well, you're full, you don't need anything. Someone pulls this out. What is the one thing you're like, okay, I'll have five?
I'll have five. What are they called? Sour Patch Kids, those cherry blasters, they're the best. I can't, any sour candy, I feel like, so I need the sour Maynards.
You're in.
I'm like, I'll have a handful or two.
That's a lot.
Your most favorite candy, like as in the candy you cannot say no to. You've been eating cauliflower all week. Someone pulls this out and you're toast. You don't stand a chance.
I know it's really bad for me, but I like red licorice.
You doing the red rope, or are you doing the Twizzler style? What's the story?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Classic. No red rope?
I don't know what red rope is.
We have some word that there is some bad red rope licorice circulating in the crowd.
Sour Patch Kids.
Mm. So you're a sour kid?
Definitely, yeah. Mm.
Does it do that thing with your face? Because it does that thing with my face.
I just bit into like 30 lemons at once. Oh, I thought you liked me, Benjamin.
Nerds.
Sorry, what did you call me? Nothing but kale and tofu, and you're like, you're on a kick, and then someone brings this into the office, and you're like, oh,
yeah. Candy corn.
So, a particular date at the end of October is not a particularly safe and healthy time for you when it comes to candy intake.
No.
One candy you cannot say no to.
Airheads. Airheads are like delicious. My favorite would probably have to be the green apple. Then you're like, yeah, I'll take like four, thanks.